Valencia. Aye.
Dear friends, wherever you are upon the face of this very planet we call Earth, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission once again on this very day, the 30th day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. Irrespective of where you are, we welcome you. Whatever thing that it is that you're doing, we ask you to stop it and tune onto your satellite. Go to your listening device. Access our transmission, our live broadcast via www.radiobiafra.co. If you go to biafrarestoration.com, biafravoice.com, tunein.com, radioforest.net, peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If you have in the past or about to download free Radio Biafra app, if you go to www.ipob.org, we are there. You will be able to receive us. You will be able to call our studios this very evening. We will take your call. We shall put it out to the hearing of the entirety of humanity. And there your views, your opinion, your advice will all count. Because if you make sense here, we will be able to absorb it. We will be able to incorporate it into what we are doing in order for us to advance this very noble cause which we have pledged ourselves and our lives to accomplish. Therefore, this is Radio Biafra. We are not like any other radio station, we must warn you. especially for those of you joining us for the very first time. Here on Radio Biafra, we pride ourselves in calling a spade a spade. We pride ourselves in speaking the truth at all times, irrespective of the consequences. Here on Radio Biafra, we are without fear before our enemies. Here on Radio Biafra, we have pledged ourselves to continue the ceaseless, unrelenting propagation of this very gospel that will restore God's own kingdom upon the face of the earth. And that is why we must go forth and go forward to do what is right before Chukwu Abiama in heaven, the throne of God itself, the dwelling place of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, and man on this very earth. We must continue to do what is right. We must not be able to run away from our convictions, especially when they are designed to remove us from bondage, from slavery, imposed slavery into the light. I am not a fan of slavery or those of them that wish to subsume their lives in slavery. I am not one of them. I am Eurocentric in the sense that I admire the great civilizations that Europeans have been able to pilot. I admire that immensely and I commend them for it. But when it comes to mentally enslaving me, I don't believe in it. It will not happen. That is why we failed in the past, and we cannot afford to repeat the same mistakes in the future. That is why no African country is developed. That is why no African country is moving forward, because everything we know, everything we have come to observe about life, we have always viewed it from the prism of European culture, of European understanding, of their interpretation. That has always been the problem. And that is the problem that most Africans fall into. That is the trap all the time. You cannot separate the two. If we are going to build a viable civilization, we must look to copy what countries that have emerged from the same dilemma as most African countries are now beginning to realize to their cost, rather belatedly, that we must do things differently. You must believe in yourselves. You must trust in your own ability. You must have regard for the accomplishments and ability of one another. Don't wait to be directed by somebody before you know that those of them around you that they possess talent. Don't allow yourself to be bamboozled, to be tricked. Do not allow yourself to be hoodwinked, to believe in any other thing, because only but if you can buckle down and do what is right, lo and behold, you also will be able to contribute to the building of a great civilization in Biafra land. That is why we are here, and that is what we're going to accomplish. People may often doubt our resolve. People may want to play one stunt or the other. People may come in the typical style that is associated with some elements from that part of the world, from Biafra, I mean, to try to do what they can, to see if they can slow down, if they can derail, if they can try to attach some inflated sense of importance to their being. But they're all bound to fail, because we have never failed before. We cannot fail now. We are simply unstoppable. Unstoppable. Nothing can stop us. They have not given birth to the thing that will stop us. Anything at all, any human being that thinks that somehow they have arrived, that they are strong enough, they should stand on our path and see what will happen to them. We are relentless. Relentless. We continue to travel down this very path like a juggernaut. We don't intend to relent. We don't intend to prevaricate. We cannot hesitate for one moment. We may not tell you all that we are doing, but things are indeed happening. And that is why Biafra is going to come. Some people think that somehow they are joking. Jukwu tried and failed. Was Richard turned out to be one awful criminal at that? How can they succeed? How can they survive? We are in the business of proving people wrong. And I love it when there is so much doubt and cynicism, because eventually we triumph. Eventually we prevail. That is what makes us who we are. That is why we are indefatigable. And I keep saying all the time, as long as we remain incorruptible, as we shall go on to demonstrate this very evening, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, there is no way we cannot finish this very work that we started. It is impossible. There is no way that we cannot finish it. We must accomplish it. We must be able to fulfill it. And the only way we can do that is to believe in the supremacy, the omnipotence of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama himself. That is why here on Radio Biafra, everything that we wish to accomplish, everything that we have accomplished, everything that we are about to accomplish, leading up to the restoration of God's own kingdom upon the face of the earth, we must call upon the name of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama. It is rather unfortunate that there are some graduates in Igbo land who don't know who or what Chukwu Abiama is. They are probably born in Sokoto, in the gutters of Maiduguri, or maybe in Yoruba land. They have never been home before. They answer Igbo names. They answer Biafran names. But they do not quite appreciate what it means to be a Biafran. They don't know who Chukwu Abiama is. And that is why Chukwu Abiama doesn't know them either. That is why they are floundering all over the place. They are lost. They are lost. And will continue to be lost until they discover where they come from. All this nonsense of Europeanization of everything that we do is very, very dangerous. That is why no African country has ever survived on its own. The only place doing slightly okay, or can I say doing badly in recent times, is South Africa. Why? Because there are white Europeans there doing things their own way. Our people must learn to think inwardly. Our people must learn to believe in themselves. Our people must learn to appreciate, to accept what Radio Biafra is all about. And in so doing, they will be able to inherit God's own kingdom upon the face of this earth as well. And that very place is Biafra. That is why we welcome you wherever you are. And because too many, no, I wouldn't say too many people, because the more the merrier. Because people are listening to us across all the time zones of this very planet. Therefore, it is our nighttime here. It is other people's morning. It is their midnight. It is their evening. For some people, they're just getting up from bed. Some people are going to bed. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night wherever you are. Irrespective of where you are, we greet you. We acknowledge you. We welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission. And we do so in the full knowledge that Chukwu Abiama is not only God, but that only Chukwu Abiama can bring Biafra ever closer to us. For those of you who don't know who we are born in the township, Chukwu Abiama is our name for God. That's the name for God. God is English, you see. It is not. It is not, I repeat, a Biafran word. There is Abasimbong for those of them from Ibibio land. He has many names. God has many names. The one we call him here is Chukwu Abiama. As simple as that. Some people don't quite know it because they attend Pentecostal churches run by Yoruba people. I don't blame them. Their stupidity is astonishing. I said it before, if you keep going to Yoruba churches, things will happen to you. And it's beginning to happen to them. And thankfully, some of them are finding their way back again to where they belong. They are finding their way back to where common sense prevails. They are finding their way back to the only place where they are welcome, to the only place where they rightfully belong, and that is Biafra land. Therefore, we welcome each and every one of you, wherever you are, irrespective of what you're doing. I make it your duty. You should also make it your duty. We ask you to tell those around you, inform your friends and your family. Today was our Tweet Tuesday. I wonder how many of you tweeted. I wonder how many of you tweeted. I don't know how many of you did, but not very many from the looks of it. And is this the way you're going to fight in a struggle and win your independence? By being easily fatigued. You get tired so quickly. Some of you get so tired so quickly, it is untrue. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. That is why we ask you that we do not relent. We don't retreat. We don't surrender. We can never do it. Inasmuch as Biafra is concerned, people are in for one almighty shock. We continue going until Biafra comes. We are not going to stop. We can never ever stop. There is no way, there is no day we will continue or will stop preaching the way we are preaching now. We shall continue doing so. It can never change. We can never say, never. There is no other way to do this than the way that we are doing it. We must be prepared to defend our land. We must be prepared to throw everything at it. Sacrifice everything sacrificable for the honor and the glory of our people, those that died, 5.2 million. My obligation is to them, to the dead, not to the living. I say this all the time. My obligation is to the dead and not to the living. Because the living can let you down. They can disappoint you. That is human foe. Man, woman, anybody. They can be good Biafrans today and tomorrow they'll be talking absolute people. This is normal. People come and people will go. Not everybody you see today will be here right to the end. Some will come. Ones that they cannot contain their house of blood, they will go. It's only normal. But the few that will stay with us right to the end, we know they are now beginning to take shape. We now know who they are. And they are the ones who, regardless of what happens, they contribute to support the work that Radio Biafra is doing. And this evening, we have received some, I will not say all, of the data. We know that some people, because of the timing of the broadcast, they need 24 more hours to complete it. But those that we can receive, we have received them. We have. And we are about to announce, at least for Europe, the areas where you have Biafrans and the areas where they just talk and they do nothing. They just talk and they do nothing. We are going to announce it this evening. If you're upset about it, then try and do something about it. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you wherever you are. Upon the face of the earth, we say that this is Radio Biafra, your platform. This is the only place where you will come and you will hear the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, it gives me unique honor and privilege to welcome each and every one of you. And as soon as the very eminent barrister himself is able to join us, Barrister Mamezu, I shall bring him to you. But in keeping with our style and approach on Radio Biafra, which is one of its kind anywhere in the world, we ask you to get a pen and paper to take down the means and the ways through which and by which you will be able to join us when our interactive session goes live, as we hope to open our lines later after the news headlines and accompanying news summary. The number to call is 0044 or plus 44, as the case may be. Either you use 0044 or plus 44. That is the code for United Kingdom. Plus 44-208-133-9976. I repeat. Plus 44-208-133-9976. That is the first line. We also have another line, and that line is plus 44-78-313-08-376. I repeat, plus 44-78-313-08-376. That is the Radio Biafra studio line anytime we are in London, in England. Very important. We are also on Skype, we are on Viber, we are on Tango as well. If you call us on Skype, make sure you are calling or that you have added Radio Biafra, all one word and in lowercasing all of them. Radio Biafra, all one word, no space. Add that to your Skype contact list. You can also add, you can only add one, please, mind you. Radio Biafra 1. That is the other line we have, Radio Biafra 1. If you are a principal officer of state, if you are serving your country in whatever capacity, we have a dedicated line also for our people. If you are serving your country in any way, in any capacity, in any shape or form, the number for you to call, or should I say, the Skype line for you to call is Rapid Response 68 for all principal officers, because I know that some of you in Europe will be scrambling to get through and call us this very night, because we are about to read out your names and how much you contribute. And those of you with a pen and paper who can do maths, I want you to calculate it from the whole of Europe, what we got for this month. So that when you're going about and saying, Anna Trunhego, you will know how much it is. I told you people, if you keep provoking us to say all these things, we are going to do it not for the benefit of our enemies. No, not at all. But to tell you that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Incorruptible. I repeat, incorruptible, incorruptible. Now and ever, until Biafra comes and beyond. We are setting the template for Biafra that is to come. I welcome you. I will also welcome the barrister to welcome all of you as well. The very eminent barrister himself, Attorney at Law, Barrister Memezu, has joined us as once again he pledged that he would. Because barrister is a great man, but more importantly, he's a good man. Barrister is a good man. And he'll welcome all of you. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you. Good evening to you.
Good evening, barrister. Good evening.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, in the east, west, north, or south of wherever you are, encamping, wherever you are, listening to Radio Biafra at this hour, PM. We welcome all of you, those who are still driving back from their respective places, those who are already seated and waiting for the news. We welcome all of you, wherever you are. We thank you. We always do. And of course, many of you are very responsive and very, very responsible. We thank those who are committed ensuring that the restoration of Biafra will be established, re-established, and re-replanted back to its originality. We work tirelessly every day. The concern, we see what is happening, when we hear what is happening in our homes, in our towns, it's not something that we will fold our hands and sleep. No. There are some people who are working every day, Biafrans, worldwide, in the States, in the continent, in Africa, in Europe. Those who are working tirelessly to making sure that Biafra is restored. It's not only us here in London or in America or in Asia or in Africa. We have friends worldwide who are not even Biafrans, but they have interest in the restoration of Biafra. We thank you, and we welcome you to Radio Biafra this evening. Now, the director is going on to tell us what is happening. We ask you to please turn off your listening devices. Director will tell you to turn it down. No. Even if you turn it down, you will still be distracted. Just shut it down. When you finish, you go back to it. As I am talking to director, my own device is shut down so that it doesn't interfere, so that I won't start listening to myself and listening to the devices and at the same time talking to director. It makes sense for you to do one thing at a time, not listening to yourself, listening to director and at the same time talking. It will bring delay. It will make a mockery of what we do here on Radio Biafra. I thank all of you. Please do not forget to get your pen and paper in case you need to write something down. Biafra must be restored, whether you like it or not. The entire people of Biafra, especially here on Radio Biafra, London, we remain votive, committed, absolute, to making sure that we are going back home, to making sure that our people will not be killed worldwide. We have our people dying. For what? Because we left our own particular nation. The land that is brimming with milk and honey. There's nothing we don't have in the other land. There are many, many more untapped natural resources. And the Biafrans will tap it. For the ones that have been tapped, stolen by those who are governing and ruling and senatoring that expired zoo. Time will come. But this time, we will bring those hands down. For whenever you are holding a child's stuff, when your hand is weak, you bring it down. We have decided to bring that hand down because he has stayed for too long. If you have taken our oil and left us alone, fine. But you taking our oil, taking everything that belongs to Biafra, and on top of the insult, you are killing us. Who will take this rubbish? Which country will ever take what the Biafrans are enduring on a daily basis? If you insult me, on top of it, you are killing me. It is not right before God and before any spirit and before any man. As a result, we vowed to take Biafra by force, because if we allow our enemies, we will carry on, they keep on killing us, and you become in some kind of the normal. Kill, get away with it. And some people are saying one expired Nigeria, where there is no accountability, where there is no responsibility, where people do things with impunity. Who will challenge you? Who will stop you? That is what all of you do. But here, Radio Biafra, we will challenge it. We will stop you. Because where we are, here in Great Britain, they work on legal, authentic, and the rule of law, where everybody must obey. The Prime Minister does obey. Even the Queen herself does obey the rule of law. Now, those in the zoo, all of you in the zoo, you must comply, whether you like it or not. We will make you comply because you've taken too many years without any responsibility, without anybody being accounted for all you have, all evils. Tomorrow, we will go to court. The next day, we will bring about those who will look into. Look into what? You're not looking to anything because you bribe yourself to the end of the year. What has been happening carried on happening. The continuation of evil practices, malpractices in the zoo, has to come to an end at some point. And that is what we are working towards. We want to stop it. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. I'll hand the microphone back to the director. Director, of course, I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much for that. Always a pleasure, always a delight to have you beside me serving our beautiful country, our wonderful country. And we do so in truth and honesty, in conviction, knowing fully well that only Chukwu Abiama is God and worthy of worship because of who we are. That is why we preach this gospel the way we do. When you come to Radio Biafra, you will receive the gospel of the restoration of the complete, absolute, untainted, and uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we're here. The only reason why we wake up in the morning, we breathe, we live, is to restore Biafra, to make sure that the will of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, is fulfilled in our lifetime, without apologies to anyone. We don't need to apologize to anyone. Our knowledge of God has been there since time began. When they came, they said we had no history. That was the beginning. Yet the same map that they drew, they mentioned it, that here lies the children of God. They knew it. Yet they said we had no history. We knew God, and they said we did not know God. And come the third and the fourth, in a few days' time, our atonement day will come, and we shall pray to God in heaven, Almighty Chukwu Abiama. We shall call upon his name, his holy name, once again, to say to him, that is the name that we bear. That is why we have our villages named to your glory. That is why we have our children named to honor you. For your greatness, your love, your kindness to us all. You preserved us. You made sure that we were not wiped out by the marauding, murderous Islamic army that the British helped, that the Christians helped to come and wipe us away. Yet we survived it. And we are here today as testimony to the kindness of the Most High God. And on the third and on the fourth, we are going to pray. We shall pray to Chukwu Abiama on that very day. We shall ask him to have mercy, to bring down his grace. We shall reaffirm our belief that his words are yea and amen, never ever changes. That is why I hold on tenaciously to what God says, not what man says to me. What man says is irrelevant to me. What did God say? What was the first law you gave to man? You will have no other God beside me. That's what you said. And that is what I hold on to. Is the word of God, not the word of man. For you to be a Biafran, you need to be inspired in spirit. You need to understand who you are. Biafra is not like any other country on this earth. It can never be. That is why they don't want it to emerge. But despite all their conspiracy, despite all their effort to stifle our people, we are going to rise. And rise in a manner and fashion that will reaffirm once and for all ages and generations, that Chukwu Abiama is God. People are about to see it. That is why we preach the way we do. We cannot afford to tell lies. Even if you put a gun to our head, we cannot afford to do that. That was the oath we took. We cannot. If you ask us why we are the way we are, we tell you. It is because there is no other place you will go on this earth. You will find a village called Umwezala. There is no other place you will go on this entire planet. You will find people named or called Omo and Igwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. These are names that are over 5,000 years old. Nowhere else on this planet Earth. There is no other place. That is how special we are. People may hate us for it. That is their business. We don't care. We must understand that very well. That is why we are here. That is why on the third and on the fourth, if you are intelligent enough to understand who you are, you will go out and pray. You will pray to the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama. Reconnect with him and then you see what will happen in our lives. We have tested it. And we know how beautiful it is. And we want you to also go and partake in it, that this entire glory may come upon his children. All of us, that Biafra may come. Without our knowledge of God, Biafra will never come. You all must know, man. Biafra will never come. Because you are God's own children. If you don't know him, you will not get Biafra. It's as simple. If you want us to experiment, we do it. If you want us to experience, if you think that Biafra is like Cuba, is like South Africa, is like Soweto, Botswana, you are dreaming. It means you don't know anything about Biafra. It is not the same. We are the children of the Most High God, directly descended from the bowels of heaven itself. That is why we have the names that we have. That is why we worship God by the names we give our children. Because of how special we are. That is why our land is holy. I asked you people the other time, there is a river that flows every 7 years because of the iniquitous existence of our people. Abomination upon abomination. This river refused to come for 30 years. Since 1979, it's never come. But this river came again last year to signify something momentous and historic in our lives, that Biafra is coming. People from Yoruba land took aeroplane to come and they wanted to empty the stream, the river. They came with barrels upon barrels of plastic container to come and take water from that river. People who were sick, they fell into the water, they came out and they were testifying. That river did not flow in Hausa Fulani land. That river did not flow in Yoruba land. That river came in Biafra land. For Chukwu Abiama to reaffirm once again that his presence is real in our lives. Only but, if you can understand it. I preach Biafra. I don't broadcast. This is, we preach the gospel that will restore Biafra. Without apology, if you don't understand what we are doing, that is your business. If you don't understand it, that is your business. We want to do our own freedom fighting our own way. We want to remove ourselves from the British creation. We want to remove ourselves from the zoo called Nigeria. We don't want to be a part of that very place where corruption and evil is glorified. Where men have no shame, no matter what you say to them, even if you catch them red-handed, there is no honor, there is no shame. None whatsoever. That is why we do what we do. We are different. Very, very important you understand this. We are not... I'll give a very simple example. The reason why you have all those autonomous communities in Biafra land is because they wanted to make you to become like other people, like Hausa Fulani people. Oh, can't you understand? They asked Ojo Zokalo, why are you creating autonomous community after autonomous community? I went to my father's coronation. Before I boarded the plane and came back, they said even Afaruku has been divided into the 3 more autonomous communities. Do you know why? Because they want it to be like Hausa Fulani people. Of course, they have kings. They have feudal lords. Not even kings. Feudal lords. In Yoruba land, they have kings. They call them Oba. In order to make us fit, in order to make Biafrans fit or look like other... This nonsense didn't start today. When the white man came, the white man knew very well that we don't have kings. There is... our people, they don't know who they are. Oye bibo nejiwem. You have sold yourself short. You don't know who you are. Only if you know who you are. The only people to observe the word of God in relation to who governs them are Biafran people until the white man came with his idol. And I will tell you why. God said in the Bible, even when the Israelites asked for a king, he said, I am your king. Why are you asking for a king? They said, because we want to be like other nations. And God said to them, but you are not like other nations. They said, no, we want to be like other nations. And God said to them, I will give you a king, but you will suffer. You will regret the day you had a king. Do you know what happened to us? The same thing happened to us. We had no kings. The British came. They started to appoint warrant chiefs. They later on turned them into what they call royal stool. Nonsense. That is not Biafran. The stool of Obong of Calabar, a creation of the Europeans. The Amainabo of Okrika, a creation of the white people. They are not indigenous to our place. We don't have kings. Do you know why? Because Chibueze, God is king. In other words, only Biafran people are those that observe that edict in the Bible. I will say to, and even till this day, God is king, not man. Since they divided you up into autonomous communities, how are you today? As they are dividing you into more autonomous communities, so are lies and evil coming in. They want to be like Yoruba, isn't it? Now, when you see a fellow human being, you bow before that person. Something that is, how can I put it? Nswala, where we come from. No man bows before any other man. If you see your elder, you shake them with two hands. You don't bow before anybody. You leave that for Yoruba people. We don't do that. But because now you have kings in the Eze, you now have to bow when you see a fellow human being. Because they want you to be as obedient and subservient like Yoruba people. They want you to be as stupid as the Alamajiris and the Janjaweed in the zoo. In the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. And look at you today. That is why none of you can speak up anymore and speak boldly with any commitment or passion to defend the truth. Because you are now like other people. Other people cannot speak the truth. You have joined them. Now you have kings everywhere. You have autonomous communities. You now, oh my dear Lord God in heaven, you have lost your ways, and that is why Radio Biafra is here to return you back from whence you came. From whence you came. It's impossible. Anyhow, you try to copy the Europeans and be like them, you can never be like them. To them, you're still a nigger. A black, wretched soul from Africa. Leave them to do whatever they want to do. Go and be original. Go and do your own thing. You were a human being before they came. You were not an animal. You were a man or a woman, as the case may be. You have abandoned your senses. Some of you, the more educated you are, the more Eurocentrically stupid you become. I am not one of those and can never be. That is why our atonement must happen on the third and on the fourth. For Muchineke. For those that worship God in truth and honesty, on the third and on the fourth. Atonement, we've been doing it before the white man came. We are also going to do it this time around. That the glory of God may come down upon our lives. That is why we are here. Eventually, Biafra will come. Not that man may be praised or glorified, but that his name, which has endured from eternity to eternity, may be praised to the high heavens and back, when that land, Biafra, is once again set free. We go on to give you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. 60 soldiers face trial for mutiny. More soldiers are facing trial because more and more of them do not wish to go and fight. They don't want to go and fight. Mad Igbo people. Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo said an Igbo man must rule Nigeria after Jonathan. They said so before Jonathan. They said so before the person before Jonathan. They said the same thing before Jonathan. After Jonathan is gone, they will still say it. And if we let them, they will continue saying it. But they know within themselves. Look at what we're doing in Biafra, for instance. They know within themselves that as soon as you're in a meeting in Enugu discussing who are we going to present, there is somebody on the phone to Abuja telling them this is what they're planning to do. And his name could be anything. It could be Ifedoba. Anything at all. It could be Kelechi. He'll be calling his Hausa master, saying this is what they're planning. Before you leave the meeting, all your plans scuttled, ground into the dust as usual. Look at Theodore receiving an award from Jonathan, which is an insult. As if Jonathan have not heard what is happening in Aba. An insult. 60 soldiers face trial for mutiny today. Mad Igbo people, Igbo must rule Nigeria again, says Ohanaeze. 300 Boko Haram members surrender in Cameroon. That is what they're telling us. We don't know how true this very news is. We do not know how solid, how true this very news is. But we are having to report it. And where is the rest of the news? I cannot see it here. I cannot see the rest of the news. I have to go and dig them out. I have to go and find them. I had them. Of course, they are here. Court gives secret judgment on Boko Haram suspects. The essence of justice that we learned from the British is that not only must justice be served, but it must be seen to be served. Having justice served in secret doesn't do anybody any good. It is not a military tribunal. But these are the same. That is why I said to some of you that copying everything European, can you handle it? You have copied their judicial system. You have brought it back to where you come from. Now you're holding trials in secret. What lesson will the public learn from that? Anyway, that's what happens in Africa. I'm not surprised. Boko Haram looting our armory, according to the Zoo's DHQ. Boko Haram is looting their armory. Boko Haram will attack their armory and take their weapons. That is what they do, and they do it very well. And long may it continue. That is what the British created. If you have lost anybody in that very place, sue the British. Because without the British coming and creating the zoo called Nigeria, there is no way people will be dying today. All the problem you can lay squarely on the footstep, on the doorstep of the British. They are the cause of your problems. And you're still chasing them up and down. Anything they believe in, you jump up. Oh, I even believe in it more than they do. Is that what people are doing? They believe in it. Some people are telling me they will not do atonement. But they will do Christmas. Is that not correct? And when Christmas comes, you expect us to support Christmas, but you will not do atonement. Iberibe warrior. Iberibe warrior. Madness of the highest order. Ignorance is a disease. It's a massive, massive disease. And we'll cure it here. Chineke na kenan igwema, we'll cure it here. No reason to celebrate 54th Independence Day, according to the criminal himself. That is one thing I love about black people. I was in Abai in those days when I was very young. I would see a criminal running towards what I said. They're about to stone him to death. But that's what they used to do. Jungle justice in those days. You will see the criminal shouting criminal as well. Onyoshi, onyoshi, onyoshi. After a while, nobody knows who the criminal is anymore. Do you know that? When you see a criminal being pursued and the mob, they have joined in to go and lynch that very person. If you turn around and start saying, onyoshi, onyoshi, if somebody points at you, you're a criminal, you point back and say it is you, the crowd will become confused. That is what Tinubu is doing. Tinubu owns aircrafts. He bought with people's money looted. This man talking has 15 bank accounts, 15. One, you know, people without shame, they don't have eyebrows. Where we come from, if you don't have eyebrows, they say you don't have shame. These are Yoruba people, because to them, fraud and committing crime is not a big deal. That means you're smart. It doesn't mean you're foolish. You're just smart. You're not a rogue. After all, from Awolowo all the way to Mushu Dabiola, all of these people, they're all criminals. All criminals. And Tinubu is continuing in that same fashion. And today he has the ability to speak. Who caused the problem? This was a man that Nadeko said to him. Some people in Nadeko said, we want to reject Abdul Salami Abubakar's 1999 constitution because it's flawed. He said, no, let's just manage it. When we get there, we fix it. He got in there, now he's the one defending it. He didn't go to the confab. He didn't send people. He didn't sanction it. Yoruba people. I wonder when Naga Church in Agefe. They are mad people. Allah has swallowed them. 10 animals from the zoo called Nigerians die in Mecca. I wish more of them had died. Only 10. Oh, what a pity. The number should have been more. Stupidity of black people. It is limitless. Limitless. People want me to speak against the spirit. I will never do that. I will never ask that very question which I ask in private. Never, ever, ever. Despite your previous claims of Shekau's death, Boko Haram again attack Adamawa, killing scores and destroying properties. The life salary for Akinkunmi, the runt-brained Yoruba man who designed the symbol of shame, the flag of the zoo. Green, white, green. If you want to see miracle happen, go to any airport anywhere in the world, just drop Nigerian passport on the floor and you see what will happen. Very simple experiment. If you want to know if Nigeria is a zoo or not, anywhere you are in the world, in Canada, in Mexico, I'm asking a very simple thing. Go to the airport, walk into the airport, and just go to anybody and just drop Nigerian passport. You see what will happen. You know that even the Ebola virus has respect. Three people die and 30 injured as tanker explodes in Anambra. And now the news in greater detail. I'm starting with this court case that they're doing in secret. The barrister will come back and join me and tell me how many cases are being held in secret in England. After all, the zoo, the animals that you call Nigerians today inhabiting the zoo, they got their independence from Britain. How many terrorist cases are heard in secret and that their verdicts are not made? You can have a hearing in secret because of security. But the verdict must be made public. Do you know that after killing people, after maiming people, after robbing banks, after destroying lives and properties, if you're caught as a Boko Haram member, you will be given your own share of the 3 million. And they'll ask you to drop your weapon and go back. Then you use it to go and buy a Hilux van and come back the next day with even more sophisticated weapons. Courtesy of Hausa Fulani politicians. Court gives secret judgment on Boko Haram suspects. Amazing. A federal high court in Lagos on Tuesday delivered judgment in the cases of 17 men standing trial over alleged participation in acts of terrorism and membership of the Islamic fundamentalist sect Boko Haram. Justice Ibrahim Buba delivered the judgment in camera as journalists, litigants, and lawyers in other matters were told to vacate the courtroom while the judgment was being delivered. Even journalists who were meant to be reporting it were told to leave the courtroom. The judge, who had earlier announced that the judgment would be given at 12 p.m., sought the views of the lawyers if it was within the law to give the judgment in the open court before the public. The director of the public prosecution, Mrs. Idowu Alakija, had responded by saying that since the trial was conducted in camera for security reasons, judgment should also be given in the same manner. But Buba, who said even judges learn every day, insisted that he would like to know what the law stipulated about giving judgment in camera and how his colleagues in Abuja normally handle such cases. Are you people listening at all? You have a judge presiding over a high-profile terrorist case. The judge is saying that he is ignorant of the law covering the same case that he's handling. He's been holding this very case in camera, by which we mean it's not being reported. It's not being, the court is in the open. The time has come for him to deliver judgment. Instead of him to go back home, which every good judge does, to go and read up and say, now I'm about to deliver judgment, is it good to do it in the open or not? He came to the court and he asked the lawyers to say, please tell me, because I don't know the law. A judge is saying he does not know the law. I admit, people don't know everything. Nobody knows everything, yes. But at least you're the judge in a particular case. Shouldn't you know everything about that case, including how you are going to deliver judgment? Lo and behold, he doesn't know. And I want to give you the judge's name so you will understand it very well. The mess we are in. Luga de Manyar. The people they mixed us with. Only God will have mercy, not man. The name of this very judge, if I can find him, his name is, what is his name again? This very judge. Ibrahim Buba. What do you expect, Onyawasa? Ibrahim Buba. Hausa Fulani. Hausa Fulani. They don't know the law, but he's a justice. Maybe he's an Alikali court judge. The first right from Arabic court to come and preside in a secular court. From Arabic Sharia court. He doesn't know the law. He says, I don't know the law. Please, lawyers, tell me. Lawyer and judge, who should be educating each other on the points of law? Only in the zoo, a place that is lawless. They have law school. You see them with their feather. You know that thing they put on their feather? They want to be like the British. They wear wig and look like Udelemini Maguru. Like they look like a vulture that just been beaten harshly by the rain. Go to any law court and see them. They look pathetic. Pathetic and wretched. They are the so-called lawyers. They don't know the law. A judge does not know the law of the land. He's presiding in a case, and he doesn't know. Tomorrow he'll tell you, I'm in Alabama, attending a conference on judges of the world, and he will go. A judge from the zoo, a monkey let out of the cage, he will attend, and come back and say, I don't know the law. Okwa judge, he's a judge, a chief judge, chief justice, and attorney general, only in the zoo. Mad people. That is why they took us to court. They said we'll be looking for Biafra for the next 96 years. Mad, mad, insane people. Law, my foot in the zoo. Mad people. We continue. As they resumed hearing at 12 p.m., the judge again asked the parties to address him on the legality of giving judgment in camera. He doesn't know. Even when they went on recess, he couldn't go back to go and investigate. No, very lazy. He's thinking about his trip to Dubai to go and collect rent on the condo that he owns there, or to Malaysia. That's where they buy their houses. That's what he's thinking. He's a judge in a court of law. He doesn't know the law, but he's a judge. Asking people, should I deliver this judgment in the open or in secret? Knowing the sensitivity of the case, shouldn't you have read up on the law before coming on this very issue, considering that that is what you're handling? Hey, God. You see, this is what, you see, you African people, when you copy Europeans, this is what, you make a mess of yourselves. Look at Pentecostal churches. You make an absolute mess of everything. You take it and you turn it upside down. Upside down. Even the word of God have not escaped the ignominy of these people. We continue. In a bid to cover the proceedings, journalists had approached the deputy chief registrar and administrative head of the court, Mr. Bello Okandeji, to complain. Okandeji then led journalists to the court by the security men at the door to the courtroom, told the DCR that they had specific instructions not to allow anyone into the courtroom at the moment. The 17 alleged terrorists were arraigned before Buba and on 18 counts centering on conspiracy to commit terrorism, illegal possession of firearms, and being members of a proscribed organization. The accused persons' names withheld: Ali Mohammed Adamu Kurami, Ibrahim Usman, Bala Haruna, Idris Ali, Mohammed Motala, and Kadiri Mohammed. Others were named as Mustafa Dawara, Abba Duguri, Sani Adamu, Danjuma Yahaya, and Musa Audu, Mati Dawara, Farouk Haruna, Abdullahi Aziz, Ibrahim Buka, and Zula Diani, all Hausa Fulani people. They have come to kill you. By the time you know it, it will be too late. They will overrun your towns and your villages. God will give, still preserve Radio Biafra. You think you have sense. Hausa Fulani will overrun you. Islam made it all the way to Indonesia, to Malaysia, from the Arabian Peninsula. You people are small fry. They overrun everywhere in West Africa until the same Chukwu Abiyama, some of you don't want to pray to today, saved you from becoming Muslims. Every other country in West Africa has Islamic influence right up to the coast, only in Biafra land. Why? Because Chukwu Abiyama said, "These are my children." The army they sent perished in Benue, in Idoma land. The same Chukwu Abiyama that performed that miracle, most of you don't want to worship him today on the Atonement Day. The same Chukwu Abiyama, before the white man came, God saved you from Islam. But when the white man came with their Christianity, the Islam came into your land and conquered you. Think about it long and hard. That is a historical fact. The British supported the Hausa Fulani people. Britain gave us Christianity. They supported Islam to kill us. Isn't that miraculous? Isn't that miraculous, I ask? Is that not a historical fact? Are you asking me not to say it? Am I lying? Is it a lie? It is not. It is a fact. Boko Haram is looting our armory. We continue. The Defense HQ headquarters, they call them, has said it is aware that members of the outlawed Islamic sect Boko Haram are in the habit of looting its armory. The military authority stated that they were making efforts to secure all armories in its various formations across the country. Director of Defense Information, Major General Chris Olukolade, made the disclosure during his first real-time Twitter chat, which was held on Sunday night. Chris Olukolade, Yoruba man, he's holding a Twitter chat. He's a general in the army. Twitter general. He's a general on Twitter. General at Defense HQ. I have not heard of any Yoruba man leading any assault against Islamic Boko Haram people. Hausa Fulani. I have never heard of any Yoruba man distinguishing himself in any battle. All the areas that they say they have fought and taken back from Boko Haram, they are all Biafran officers, Igbo officers leading the assault. There is no single Hausa person. Not one single Hausa soul. Where are the Yorubas? I don't know how a Yoruba man can be in the office and be a general. Never went to war for one day. Never fired a gun, but he's a general. In the office, like this Olukolade. Four-star general in the office. Defense HQ. Yoruba coward to the core. Yorubas were defeated by women from Dahomey. Yoruba you're looking at. Women, an army exclusively of women came and conquered them. Benin people conquered them and named Lagos Eko is a Benin word. Or Omo is a Benin word. Not Yoruba word. Most of you don't know this. Benin, you see Benin Edo conquered Yoruba people. Took Lagos from them. There was an army of women from Dahomey, from today's Cotonou, Porto-Novo, Benin Republic. They conquered Yoruba people. They are cowards. That is why they are in Defense HQ on Twitter. And they are generals on Twitter. A general on Twitter. Mad people. Boko Haram is taking over there. Can you believe that? They said they're winning the war on terror. Nigeria formed an army not to go and fight an external enemy, but to maintain perpetual occupation of the land to serve a corrupt few that will in turn give all our oil to Britain. That's all. That was what Britain did. Britain arranged it in such a way that all of you will keep having corrupt people in charge of you. And the army is not there. Do you know the meaning of an army? Do some of you actually know the meaning of the word army, what it means? What the army is supposed to be doing? Do you know what it's supposed to be doing in the modern world? For those of you who don't know, this is elementary history or how can I call it, government or politics, whatever you call it. An army is there to defend the country from external aggression. I repeat, the reason why European countries and the rest of the world set up armies is to defend their country against external, by which I mean people who are outside their borders from attacking them. Now, the only time that the Zulu army could have shown how strong they are were in Bakassi. They ran away. They were defeated. They went to Ekomog. They were selling their boots to be able to feed. Which theater of battle have they ever distinguished themselves apart from the one that was led by Ironsi in Congo? Name one. The answer is nothing. How do you come to have all these generals everywhere? Because the British helped them to win the war against Biafra. How did the British help them? The British government, the English Christian British government, Christian, St. Mark, St. Luke, St. Peter, St. Agnes, everything all together. I was baptized in Anglican Church. And we contribute our money to Canterbury. We go for synod. But when war broke out between Christians and Muslims, lo and behold, the head of the Church of England, Her Britannic Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, decided to side with Islam. Isn't that beautiful? They sided with Islam, and Islam conquered a Christian nation. Beautiful. When I say we are foolish, now you can see the reason why. Atonement is on the throne. People should stop being stupid and come out and pray. Stop being foolish. The same Christian partners in Europe, did they come to your rescue? The answer is no. Only Catholic priests, and God will bless them, Caritas. Catholic priests, they came out to fly relief effort. Did the high command in Rome say they wanted the war to end? The answer is no. Who are these people? Oh, you say you're Christians? You're talking rubbish. Go and kill them. Britain enforced air, land, and sea blockade, and we are killed. And as we are being killed, we are still going to Sunday school. We are contributing money for Canterbury. Christians sided with Muslims to kill Christians in Biafra land. Don't you think something wrong with that? 5.2 million people. Second only to the Jewish Holocaust. Our people don't want to learn. But we must teach you anyway. Happen. When the time comes, you say, and you, of course, we will say so. Do I look like I'm a sentimentalist? If I see the grave of cancer, I will bring out his skeleton and urinate on it. You think we feel sorry for evil is evil. In your jaw. It's evil. Look, Olade, Defense HQ. An army is designed to defend the territorial integrity of a country. That is why, regardless of the terrorism you have in the UK, even when they bombed, they scored 7-7 bombing in London, do you see the army on the street? The answer is no. The army only come out when they want to give water, when the fire service people go on strike. They bring out their tank to say, if there is fire anywhere, the army will go and put it off. Your own is every 100 meters. Hey, clear the air, pack well. Inner light, outside light, tire light, engine light. That's all they do. The rest people and kill them. If you say no, they shoot you dead. An army on the streets. Is the country at war? You are fighting an insurgency in a particular place. What is the army doing along Enugu Port Harcourt Express Road? They want collecting money every blessed day. And you are in Nigeria. You are praying. Independence. Independence from what? I don't know. The criminal himself, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, is saying that Nigerians suffer from poor leadership while the nation is yet to fulfill its potential. Tinubu made this statement yesterday, September 29th. The APC national leader stated this in his address in fact, he campaigned in the following words. I'll quote him verbatim. We commemorate this Independence Day because the nation has survived despite its many challenges. We dare not celebrate because the nation has not flourished as it should. 54 years, our national trek began with hope and promise, peace and unity. Today, the nation staggers beneath the weight of trouble, stacked upon problem, multiplied by hardship. Peace and unity seem to have yielded the moment to violence and discord. We exist as a political unit on a map, but we do not prosper as brothers and sisters in one nation under one flag. and pursuant to one accord. Fine words, well written, well spoken. I must say, I commend whoever crafted these words. It's excellent grammar. But let's look at the people writing it and saying this. This is one thing I hate about people, hypocrisy. That is the problem I have with some people that follow foreign gods. Hypocrisy. I can't stand it. I hate hypocrites. This man is the one responsible for bad leadership. This is the man that will go and burn down Igbo businesses in Lagos. Take it over and give to Yorubas. Ask them to go and fill up another swamp and go down and relocate. They will go there. After a while, they will burn it down. They go to another place. The same man. But you can hear him pontificating on the rights and the merits and the virtues of one country. When people talk about Nigeria as their country, I want to vomit. Nigeria is technically 54 years old. That is when the white man that created it left you alone. What did you have in place before 54 years ago? A protectorate, an amalgamated territories run from London. You're even colonies. Colony. You are a zoo to the British. You are nothing but an animal to them. To be used and discarded. You washed their toilets. You swept their streets. You washed their plates. You were nobody. You couldn't be given decent employment. Not in any way, shape, or form. But they pick up a few of you. They flatter you with platitudes. They make you warrant chiefs. And you think you are something. I am now like the Europeans. And you brought that nonsense back to where we come from. And you rendered us asunder. Destroyed everything we held very dear as a people. That is what some of you are doing up until today without knowing it. You have been so drunk in your European ways that your stupidity is becoming very apparent. Very, very stark for anybody to see. Very, very open and stark for anybody to see. I am not a European, I'm a Biafran. Therefore, I will worship God the way my ancestors did, and God protected them. For me, you want to say, but the same people you follow, did they not abandon you? They will do it to you again, and you will know where you stand. Yorubas have used you and dumped you. Every denomination in Christendom have used you and dumped you. And you continue to stagger from one stupid extreme to the other without thinking. That's who you are and where you're going. Biafra is not like any other nation. I fasted and I prayed before the Most High God before embarking upon this very mission. And I made it very clear. I don't want to go. But Biafra is going to come. And come in truth and honesty. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. Nezie. Chukwu Abiama is God. We continue. Tinubu said nobody can celebrate 54 years of stupidity and ignominy. No, 54 years that there is no electricity. 54 years. Schools are crumbling. 54 years, no hospital. 54 years, our children are languishing in jails abroad. 54 years, we are walking through the desert for 3 years to try to get to Europe to survive. For 54 years, there is no hope. For 54 years, there is no life, there is no dignity, there is no honor. The words lacking from the vocabulary and dictionary of an average black man. Dignity and honor. There is no dignity, there is no honor. I remember Japanese generals committing suicide when they lose a battle. I remember Japanese pilots flying kamikaze mission in defense of their honor, saying we have failed. That is what is called honor. There is no honor in black Africa. There is no dignity in black Africa. Men don't behave like men. They do not reason properly. There is no originality. None whatsoever. That is why they suffer. That is why they are wretched. That is why they are poor. That is why they are non-descriptively ignorant to the core. That is why they have Ebola. They cannot trace it despite the presence of All the virologists they have, all the professors of microbiology could not detect simple Ebola. It was too late. They have gone quiet. Go to African universities. How many professors of virology do you have? Is Tam David West not a virologist? The former petroleum minister, a professor? How many professors of microbiology do you have? Don't you? Oh, you no longer have people studying microbiology, so you don't know it's about Ebola and other microbes like Ebola that you should be studying. Microbiology, for those who don't know, you know, we go to school, we graduate, yet there is nothing in our brain is anywhere, but we continue. Microbiology means the study of microbes, things that are very tiny, that are of biological consequence, so to speak. They have life. The virus that causes Ebola is a living organism, engineered in the laboratories of the Western world to be experimented upon you until you all die off. Because ignorance, they wouldn't matter. No, no. I'm again here. Ignorance of the highest order. While they are praying and fasting and talking about rubbish, Ebola is eating people away. People are being quarantined in Africa. Quarantined. Villages cut off from civilization. If they were thinking the way we are thinking, such rubbish would have happened. They would have contained it. When the white man came claiming they're coming for holidays, oh, why don't you come for inoculation? We're on holidays. Can't you see chocolate? Can't you see Weetabix? Come, let's say you would have, we should have said no. You want to be like the West. They have given you their disease now. And now people are perishing. Left, right, and center. This is gospel. We must preach it here. This is Radio Biafra. This is not your usual cover-up nonsense. Here we preach the gospel. We tell you what you should know. We educate you. We enlighten you. We have not come here to give you news so that Biafra can become like any other useless African country. You must be mad and out of your mind. Biafra cannot be like any other useless African country. All black African countries are useless. All of them. All of them. There is no success story in Africa. Not one. Not one. You cannot compare any African economy to that of Singapore or Malaysia. Can you? The answer is no. Why? You got independence roughly the same time. Why? They had nothing. Why are they developing and you're not? Because everything you think in Africa is Europe, Europe, Europe. Oh, you want to be like Europeans. I want to go to church like them. I want to dress like them. I want to wear a hat. I want to... Nonsensical rubbish. Nonsense, I said, is rubbish. Go to Asia. Malay people in Malaysia behave like Malays. Simple. Are they developing? The answer is yes. Look at you. Copy, 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 copy. You'll be copying Europeans. Where are you? Nowhere. You're still copying. Because you're daft. Very, very daft and hopeless. If God wanted to make you a European, you would have been born in Europe. You would have had long blonde hair. But you are from Africa. God is not stupid. There is a reason why you were put there. For a purpose. We know why we came. Because we are the children of the light. From the sun. Anyanwu. From the sun itself. We bring light where there is darkness. Is there any Yoruba person answering Anyanwu or Hausa man answering Anyanwu before? Light. Or do they come from a place called Ihe? You call it Ihe these days, mispronunciation. Ihe Chiyowa, the light of the world. Which community answers that apart from us? The light of the world. And that is what Radio Biafra is doing. We are bringing light where there is darkness. That is our job and we must do it. Darkness will not like it. But we don't give a toss. We don't give a damn. Are we preaching the truth or not? We are preparing you for your country, Biafra. So when you get in there, you start developing it. Okay. Oh, we are waiting for European aid. We are waiting for money for vaccine. We are waiting for milk to drink. So you don't have cattle and cow. You can go and milk and produce milk. Is that what you're saying? That you don't know how to milk a cow. You are importing pig milk from abroad. You don't... Oh, Chineke Meruna Bere. This UG. Black people. Black. Allah has swallowed them. I wish many more of them would have died over there. 10 monkeys from the zoo called Nigerians in Saudi Arabia. They were to perform the Hajj. They have been there and they are confirmed dead. They are dead. the coordinator of the National Hajj Commission in Mecca, Ali Yutanko. Do you know how much people spend to go to Hajj every year? Saudi Arabia is already a very rich country. Saudi Arabia, very, very rich. You make them richer every blessed year. Do you know that you pay for the people going to perform Hajj every year? Do you know that? No, you don't, do you? You are from Nigeria. I wouldn't expect you to know anyway. You pay for it. As you're trekking through the desert coming to Europe, as you're suffering, as you swim through the Atlantic, through Mediterranean rather, and you survive it and you make it to Europe, and you start doing all the things that we've had to do in Europe to survive. You send money home, they go and buy something, they tax them. The Nigerian army will collect their bit on the road. They still use that little money you have to go and pay for people to go to Mecca on pilgrimage. Now 10 have died. I wish it was more. African people. No origin. Why don't you have people come for pilgrimage in your village? Why not? I've been debating this with people. People come to Rome. People travel to Rome for pilgrimage. Yes? Rome is a place where they used to kill people before for fun, for money. People will come and they gather gladiators to be killing each other. People are clapping and drinking wine. All of a sudden, it is now holy. Hey, from a place where they used to kill people and more or less sell body parts on the road, crucify people openly. All of a sudden, that same place where they used to slaughter people before for fun is all of a sudden very holy. And Africans are flocking. Very, very holy. Amazing. I point these things out because we must be learned. If we don't think the way we are thinking on Radio Biafra, there will be no hope for Africa. You have to be radical. Your thinking has to be radical, radicalized. Radicalized. Let me tell you that. Before you can survive. Or else you're finished. You'll be swallowed up. We continue. Life salary for King Wumi. And also Boko Haram kill people. That is no longer news. That is the news we are bringing to you today. Today is the 30th day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. The barrister was with me before, and I will very gladly welcome him to give us his views and his opinion, depending on how he wishes to look at it and depending on his availability. But our lines are open. If you call us now, we will be able to take your call. And once again, those lines are +44 208 133 9976 and also +44 78 313 08 376. Our Skype lines are also open, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. And as we proceed this evening, I shall also be reading out the list I have from the European coordinator about those that pay and those who don't pay. And I expect our lines to be a bit quiet today because if you call us, we'll ask you, how have you been supporting us? So our lines will not be very busy. I don't expect it to be, to prove to you people that people just talk. They don't do anything. Barrister, we are live to the whole world. Your voice is also live to the whole world. Should you choose to speak? This is Radio Biafra. We'll finish our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Tell me what you made of it, please.
Thank you, Director. Thank you for the briefing, as you would like to put it. Director, I have many things to say, but sometimes, you know, I prefer to say a few and leave the rest to the publicans, those who are listening to Radio Biafra. The entire world are tuned into Radio Biafra, and what we say here is not only effective, is also very dogmatic. Director, before I could advance any further, I said something this morning about Malaysia, when we went there. And yes, during the time, there was a kind of fundraising. And I accidentally or mistakenly said that it was the coordinator for Malaysia. And before you finish, Anthony Obilor, who is the national coordinator, jumped on me and said, "Barrister, sorry, it's not me. It's somebody who was an MC. Please, I know the rules that we're supposed not to speak our vernacular here because we have a DBO, we have a SIC, we have All those in Benue, our people scattered all over the world, including people like Freddy Hunter. I haven't heard from him for a while, Director.
They send us their check every month without fail. If Freddy Hunter is not the wife, I have it, Barrister. The wife sends us, they send us their check in by dollars every blessed month without fail. The hunters, they do. And God will bless
them. Thank you, Director. We have our people all over the world. So if we continue with the Igbo people that want to speak Igbo, we ain't going nowhere. Those things are things of the past. Once we get Biafra, fly to your tent, O Israel, we bring all vernacular, no matter where they came from. We'll speak to them on the radio, on television, on any media. So my brother, the national coordinator of Malaysia, Antonio Bilal, it's not you. He's an MC who came from somewhere and talking like somebody from Nonita Market. Next time, please, our people, stop being adamant. Radio Biafra is established for world listenership. For people in Russia, people in Malaysia. As I've said before, Director, I have this lady in Malaysia. She can never stop listening to Radio Biafra, and she kept encouraging us. We talk almost every day. She's not a Biafran. She loves what Biafrans do. She doesn't like the way her people are killing Biafrans. And she says one day she will come into Biafra land to show her support. We have people in South Africa. They are not evils. They love what we do. They support us. And therefore, fellow Biafrans, do not be that kind of selfish in attitude, because we have people worldwide listening to Radio Biafra and supporting us quietly, sometimes secretly to you. We welcome everybody here on Radio Biafra, even people in Russia. They are taking notice of what we're doing here. Radio Biafra is an inclusive radio station where you come and air your views regardless of your position in life, regardless of who you are. Director, do not screen anybody to the floor. Do not. All we require from you is kindly tell us your name. I know most of you do fix up a name, but tell us your name, where you are calling from, and where you are. Leave the rest for us to do. Radio Biafra have people worldwide can decide where you are, can even know where you're calling from. We have gadgets, we have equipment. So regardless of how you hide yourself, we will know. Tuwakama gave us this gift that nobody ever on this earth has such kind of gifts. We are gifted. We have the skills. Radio Biafra, I'm in London. We have Radio Biafra all over the world. They are listening with all their gadgetries and all equipments to know if we have those who are genuinely for us and those who are fake. They are being fished out. Something has to bring about something to reach the destination that we desire. So, let me go straight into the new Director. My brother, Anthony Obilo, whatever you're listening, please take that correction. It's been made, not you. An MCU that came, and most of them are not even supportive of Radio Biafra. They just came because Director came. But whichever way, we like all of you to come and take what belongs to you. Do not think because you have a house in Abuja or in Lagos, therefore, all we are doing here is rubbish, as some of you do say. It isn't rubbish. I don't have a house in Abuja or in Lagos. Neither the Director of Wichita before, or Karomani, or Richard Borgo, Ngozi Mado, the host of them, Clementina and those in Manchester, not the rest of our people. We don't. We are here standing for the interest of our people, those who cannot even talk for themselves. We are here representing the commoners. We don't own anything to protect. All we are protecting is the entire life of Biafrans. Those who are born and those unborn. Director will tell you is always standing for those who are dead. And I told him that I'm here for the living. Of course, the living will disappoint you. I'm not asking you to get a job. It cannot because when you go to war, you'll be cut. Therefore, you'll not go. No. People will disappoint you, director. We have to soldier on. Not everybody will disappoint you. Surely, you have those who will still be with you. Yes, of course, the dead are dead. And, director, see, this is why we have equity, justice, balance of anything. You support, and you are here talking about those who are dead. And I'm here preaching about those who are alive. Therefore, we have balanced the equation. That is what Radio Biafra is. We have a balanced view here. We criticize our people. We criticize ourselves. That is how you find realities in life. Bola Ahmed is talking. He has 15 bank accounts. But if you see, the way his preaching sounded was very plausible. Very plausible. I think I will respect this man for one thing. He has television stations all over Lagos, employing his own people. You know, the Europeans just started this to a policy. He employed his people. But at least he's doing something, director. How many of our senators watch Carlo or Peter Obi? Instead, he went to the north and built a mansion in the name of a complex for trading, which you could have put in Anambra. But Anambra people are there dying. That's not like Boko Haram are searching the area, their moms and dads and all the children and killing everyone and raping them. But he wanted to build a complex in Abuja or wherever he built it. But Ahmed built his own in his own town. Television station, radio station, employing his own people. And salute him for that, regardless of his stupidity and foolishness and greediness. But at least he's benefiting his own Yoruba people, director. My own people are prepared to put him. Look at our own ex-governor, Ikri, they call him. He built a hotel in South Africa. Is it benefiting any of us in Imo State? Zero. And our own president governor is busy sending his money casino to the Northerners. That's why we see things in an equitable way. We don't criticize for criticism. We criticize because we want something to be right. Our own Biafran people, all Jews or Carlo, we don't know if he's a Hausa man. We don't know if he's Yoruba. We don't know if he's Igbo. Look at Abba. Every time we talk Abba. My dad was in Abba when he was the director of Mbeke, Me and Peka, those who built an evacuation, chloroquine. Abba is now a shameful place for you to come and say you are from Abba. And this is a place supposed to be the heartland of Igbo people. We are really way crossed over. Abba is now a dump. Very pathetic. Your heart will bleed when you see the photos coming out from Abba. But we had a governor who is going to America to give them money, giving them checks. Okotulonyo's okay, Lulu. You like to give money abroad. What about you from where you came from? We are told that charity begins at home. We have governors, we have senators. What are they doing for us? Tinubu is representing his people. That's why Yorubas, they don't criticize one another. Because when they steal, it will reach all of them. I mean, if somebody gets something and gives you, you'll be weak and powerless to criticize the individual. Because what you are stolen is benefiting you one way or the other. For the Igbos, what are we doing? Instead, we are prepared to go and sign for a Hausa Fulani Boko Haram to be the president. The envy in our people, Biafrans, I'll put it that way. The envy in us is what is bringing us today down the way we are. Because we don't like to see others progress. When you see it, it becomes your problem to bring that individual down to the knees. But the Yoruba, they promote each other. And while they do so, those around them will benefit one way or the other. Rankade, the Hausas do the same. Unfortunately for them, they don't have the brain for economic wisdom. They don't have it. That's why they never built any industry for their people. All these are machines that are begging on the streets. When you go to where they are 99% of all these people begging are. Came from the north. But what do our people do? We are busy criticizing. Director, I need a reason why you are now trying to make sure that everybody is bent on making their own payment. Somebody will call in. Is there a director? Somebody says that they are giving you money. I have one stupid idiot writing that they are donating money for Radio Biafra. Director and Uche Mefo. Look at Director and Uche Mefo.
I will announce it.
Now, Director, you've put it on record. Anybody that called, how much have you donated? Nothing. So where is this money being donated to Director? I like the exercise you took on yesterday. Because it's not only to show people that you're whiter than white, it's also to shut up our enemies that talk rubbish, discourage willing Biafrans who are prepared to put their own penny to restore their own country. Even Obama, up to today, Obama still send me text, donate $5, donate $100. He said, president sitting on cash. Obama is still asking for money so that the Americans will live better. The health is championing. He wants to support it. People are contributing, Director. This is the president of America. He texts me almost every day. I get his email every day. The president. And now when we do it here on Radio Biafra, some stupid, idiotic, non-entity will start saying otherwise. As if they know better. They don't.
Is Europeanization of their mentality, and they are not Europeans. They want to think that they're Europeans, and they are not. That is the funniest thing about it. And it's quite pathetic observing an African trying to be a European. It's quite pathetic.
Director, our people need not only re-education, continuous re-education. That is why sometimes on Radio Biafra, when I shout, I could talk quietly, Director. I could talk quietly. But when I got all this information, it will motivate me to become a bit more harsh, even harsher than you, Director. Because our people want to be spoon-fed. Let me bring my own and give you. And when they see you trying to get that money, they want to bring you down. But look at how, and the way the Europeans conduct themselves, regardless of what we talk about them, that is European character. You can never change them. That's them. But you know one thing? They look after one another. Bola has put television station. Is the only one working there? Is the Eurobars? Maybe out of every 10 Eurobars, you see one Igbo or Biafran man or woman who is employed. Just to shadow. They're not put in a strategic position. Good luck, Jonathan, whom we thought, of course, Director, you already found out he's from Gwari, as you put it.
Yeah, of course.
What has he done for us? They call him Igbo. And since this guy got into office, the intensity, how Boko Haram are killing us, became obvious. Because they see him as an evil man. Lo and behold, he isn't. Our people are always tagging along behind Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Hey, one Nigeria, 40 what years? What do you want to celebrate? Are you celebrating for a country that is in unity? Are you celebrating that the country has good security? Are you celebrating that those who are killed have been invested upon? Are you celebrating that all your infrastructures are intact? What are you celebrating? Fools in the zoo. But they'll still celebrate. And wear cap and hats and the goggles and glasses and all the rest of them. They have no shame. Director, I don't like dealing with people who have no shame. Because if you have no shame, you have no conscience. Because what you do tomorrow, you're likely to do it the next day. Because you have no shame. If you have conscience, you look back, what have I done? How can I do to improve the future? But our people are sheepishly. Because of what? Money. Poverty. Abject poverty. Director, what a shame. But Radio Biafra, we carry on. We keep shouting. We keep preaching. We keep lamenting. Director, how do you say some people say they will not partake in atonement? What a cry shame. Even the Christmas they are embarking on is not written in any Bible. When I was a Jehovah's Witness man, I was preaching against it because it was not written in anywhere that Jesus Christ was born on the 25th. It was not. It's just a creed. And people are celebrating. Now, celebrate that in Africa. They will call it fetish. Evil. Devil. The Europeans use dominant ideology to destroy our people. And that is what we are trying to recreate. Right, as you rightly say, in Italy, we were killing our people, digging holes and putting them there. But that's where Pope came from. Bishop came from. And our people are dropping up and down.
Barrister, have you thought about it? How come that Rome, all of us, is now holy? A place where they used to kill, slaughter people for fun, crucify people for fun outside on the street. All of a sudden, he's holy.
And because he's European.
And Enugu is not.
Because it's European, director.
People are daft to the core, this UG.
Do you know Halloween?
Of course, why are you telling me? Well, of course I do.
Director, if Halloween is practiced in Africa, it'd be devilish. You know, they're celebrating safety here. A brother sleeping with a sister, sleeping with a cousin. It will be celebrated here. Try it in Africa. It is evil. You said a European left you and then the zoo are ruling themselves. The Europeans never did. In 1988, the festival of the Ark, that head, 1988, was lifted in Lagos through bribery. It's still today, United Kingdom, in the Scottish Zoo. It's in Scottish Zoo. That is where it kept them. If you want to go and see all these archives and all our bits and pieces, go to Scotland. You pay money to go and see the head of the festival of the Ark. First Ark. The head. You see in this country. Benny Grant, the MP for Tottenham, is a Jamaican married to a white guy. This man was begging Tony Blair to return this back to Nigeria. Nothing happened until the man died. They never left us alone. As we talk, they are in charge of who will rule the zoo. Why? Zoo was created where justice is practiced and the rule of law is observed in this country. Zoo was created to be a dump where you steal, I steal. Remember Babangida's axiom, you chop, I chop. Where no accountability is given. Now, somebody, a judge, is asking a subordinate, what is the rule on this? And it's a judge who probably must have gone to school. And of course, being an Hausa man, what do we expect? He must have got his entrance via 0.1 score. What do you expect? But they put Yoruba and Hausa there so that the zoo will carry on in their wicked system of leadership. Put an Igbo man there, he will tell them, you are wrong. Remember our brother who brought about this fraud census carried out by the British. He was sacked by Jonathan. Is it not, what's his name again? Is he Ojukwu? No, not he, the king of the military. The man who was in charge of
Odumegwu.
Director Odumegwu. He told them that the houses do not have the number of people they claim. The money given for the census that was embezzled, anything got propped out and given to them. The Satan of Sokoto shouted, "Hey, Habba, you shouldn't say things like that." Good luck, Jonathan sacked him. Why? Because that, regardless of what we criticize our people, we still have our people that have got that fruitfulness in them. You can never remove goodness in a Biafra man's head. His only condition that recreated our people. Director, there was a book you always say this man wrote. So when you lifted a Biafra man from his or her originality, they will turn into something else. Director, I got this quote from you.
Of course.
I listened to you when you talk.
It's Professor Donatus Ibenwaga. He was at UN.
Absolutely.
You pay very good attention, you see, Barrister. You are very attentive.
Director, I learn, you know. That's why I'm able to do what I do in court. We listen. For a good learner, you have to be a good listener. So that you can make reference of what you hear. And that's how you educate others. But very many people, as he enters from the right, he disappears from the left. That's why we're having all this struggle. To learn, your brain has to be that of a child. So that you will soak the education. Otherwise, director, I'll tell you this. If you teach an adult who is not prepared to learn, either you jump or you die. Biafrans, it's up to you. If you want to be deceived, I myself, I want to go back to Biafra land where I will enjoy my life, rest and die and be buried in Biafra land. I'm fed up in Europe because there's nothing here for me. I came from a place and I want to return back to that place. For most of you who are fooling themselves here in whatever country you are, if you don't want to go, Biafra will come anyway, whether you like it or not. For those who agree, we'll go home together. For those who want to die here, absolutely, most of you are buried in mass grave anyway. I went to a burial ground the other day. A guy who was being buried was buried on top of another guy. This is an abomination in our land.
Of course it is.
Abomination. We are now following other people's culture, which is not in tandem with our own culture.
And barrister, and those people, those people will not even follow your own culture. That is something I find astonishing.
But they won't.
They will not follow your own. But you're sheepishly following their own. They would. Barrister, I don't know.
Director, one of these days, we will just bring out a program where two of us will talk continuously without even receiving any call to re-educate our people more. Because the more they call in and talk their own opinion, there are many things they are missing. One day we take a program. Just talk and talk and talk until that particular program is finished for one day. Good evening.
Good evening, Director. I'm even lost and confused.
Yeah, if you call me Director, I will take it.
Please, maybe, honestly, that's what I was about to say. Maybe to hand it over to you for some time, Barrister, so that you see what I'm seeing.
Director remains Director. Take care.
Thank you, Barrister.
I'm here.
Thank you. I have our people, they will so much useless you. That if you want to say A, you say Z. That is how bad they are. I must say the truth. This is Radio Biafra. Please, the caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Director. Yeah, turn your system down, please. Turn it down. Yeah. Turn it down. Balatea, turn it down, please.
Hello, good evening. Yeah, this is Okechukwu from Manchester.
Okechukwu, have you paid for the month of September?
Sorry?
Have you paid your dues for the month of September? And if so, how much?
Yeah, I paid my
How much did you pay?
We contribute here in Manchester.
No, you personally. You personally. How much? If somebody were to meet you now and say you're one of the sponsoring Radio Biafra, how much did you pay last month? How much did you tell them you paid?
Last month, I paid £20.
And this month?
That is from myself and my wife, £30 every month.
Yourself and your wife, £30 every month. Did you pay for this month? September?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about... Who did you give the money to?
Yes,
Who did you give it to?
To Audley.
You gave the money to Audley. Did you ask him if he paid the money to Radio Biafra or not?
I paid it to Audley.
Did you ask him if he paid this money to Radio Biafra or not? Did you ask him that? How do you know the money got to us?
Yes. He said he has paid for this month. Manchester has paid.
How much did you contribute? Did you say £30, you and your wife? So if I ask Audrey now, he will say that you contributed £30. Is that correct, you and your wife, for this month?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I do pay every month.
Go ahead.
Okay,
you
go on.
Yeah, go on and say what you want to say. Yes, I've finished my question with you. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
Okay. All right, sir. My purpose of calling is because... I have a contribution for our tournament. The tournament we want to do on the 3rd and 4th of next month.
Yes.
I've been praying and asking God to give me a prayer point for us, the Biafran people, on this tournament we want to do. That if there's anything the Lord wants us to pray about, He should reveal it to me so that I will tell my brethren for us to pray. So, I want to tell the Biafran people that our prayer, not just praying for the sins we committed, but the anything we have said that is wrong in the eyes of God or in the ears of God, for God to forgive us. That will be part of the prayer. And then number two, I saw a tree. This tree is on the corner of the road. And there is an animal. This animal is a dangerous animal, but it hides itself on the leaves of the tree. When people are coming down, are coming through the road, it will come down and attack people and go and hide itself again on that tree. And people didn't know there's a danger in that very place. So our prayer, after asking for forgiveness of sin, our second prayer should be that this evil tree and whatever that is hiding on this tree, walking and attacking the life of the Biafran people, for the Lord to destroy this tree and the evil on this tree.
Yes.
Number three is I saw a flower planted on a pot. And if a flower is planted on a floor in a pot, it cannot grow beyond the vessels or the pot. The root cannot go down. So we shall ask God to destroy this pot, which is contending or limitation in the life of Biafra. For God to make this Biafra to be like a tree that is planted in a native soil, for it to produce and grow. That is number three. Number four is for the Lord to give wisdom and understanding to those who will be the lawmakers in Biafra, the leaders and the lawmakers when the Biafra will come, for them to bring righteous laws or laws that will going to take Biafra forward. And then number five is for God to help our children to focus on greatness and concentration, that anything that we're going to distract the future generation of Biafra, for the Lord to destroy it. So these are the five points that I saw in my dream.
Wonderful.
I would like to conclude by saying that because I read the book of Leviticus chapter 16, and saw what the atonement is all about. When the children of went in the book of Leviticus chapter 15, they went to offer a sacrifice, and they mis-sacrificed, or they did mistake, and the Lord, they died at the altar. And God commanded Moses and said to Moses, before you will make atonement for Israel, you have to, first of all, make a sin offering for yourself to be pure. And you will going to bring a lot of things he will do after he have purified himself, before he can bring two goats, and he will use one for Israelite sin, and the other one he will lay his hand upon the goat and confess the sins of Israel and send it to the wilderness, take the sin of Israel away. And all these things is a symbolic of Yeshua. When Yeshua over himself sent him to come, he was taken to Golgotha, which is the wilderness, where he carried our sin. And when he was offered, on the sin was upon him. The Bible says that the Jehovah, the Father, took away our sin.
Your line has this noise coming through it. And what you're saying is okay. I'm listening to it very, very well. Our atonement is very, very close, but your line needs to be sorted out. There is something fundamentally wrong with your line. I ask you to call us back, please. We know what the atonement is all about, and we are not pretending and saying, I'm not a high priest. I'm not even a chief priest. I don't know. One thing I know for sure is atonement is about kneeling down and praying to the Most High God, to Christ, and to please have mercy. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, this is Emmanuel Ifani Wachuku, calling you from Germany.
Which part of Germany are you calling from?
I'm calling exactly from Ludwigshafen. I'm the guy that called one time asking about how to locate the Biafra family here.
So
and you give me the yeah.
I gave you the details of somebody to contact?
Yeah, you gave me.
So how have things been going on since then?
I contacted them.
Mm-hmm.
I contacted them, so, and I pay my defense fund and my monthly dues.
Who did you pay it to?
Yeah, that's the reason I want to claim, because since I've been listening, they are talking about this payment issue. Because yesterday I called you, you told me to call after the program, and I did. You didn't pick, so I paid it to the Patrick. His name is Patrick.
Who is Patrick?
He's the coordinator here in Mannheim.
In Mannheim.
Yeah. They gave me a receipt. They gave me a receipt and a form to fill and bring to them back.
Yes. Patrick Ejilugu is from Mannheim. And from what Edoziem is saying here, we have received, it has X on it, but not the amount. I need the amount. I have the list of the countries here. We are dealing with Europe first, after that we'll go to Asia and then to America. I'm dealing with the list here for September. This is September 2014. It is here. Mm-hmm. The list of the countries, and Mannheim here is indicating payment made. But I have not seen the proof. I need to see the proof. And I need to know the amount that Mannheim remitted. I have the one here for Oslo. Oslo is £300. Bergen is £155. Trondheim, let me see. This is the amount. Trondheim is £155. And also Stavanger, they said it is £155. I also need proof. I need proof of this payment and the amount that is paid. So the ones that we have, the amount they paid is Antwerp. Antwerp is in Belgium, is £100. As I've mentioned, Oslo, Bergen, Trondheim, and Stavanger, which is £100, £155, £155, and another £155. We now go over to Switzerland. Switzerland is for Bern, is £125. Zurich, is it millions? No, hold on, let me finish. Geneva is £125. Basel, Alton, Aarau, I think it's called, and Basel or Basel is £125. Then United Kingdom, London, remitted £1,000. Manchester, 200. Sheffield, 100. Nottingham, 100. Birmingham, 100. Milton Keynes, 50. I have seen the proof for London for 1,000. I have not seen the proof for Manchester, Sheffield, Nottingham, Birmingham, and Milton Keynes. I have not seen. These are those that we have their funds in. And also, we confirmed it last night that France is okay. France is fine. Let's see. We have Vienna in Austria. They're saying that Vienna is okay, that Austria has paid. And also, what's the next one? Vienna has paid, and Canton as well has paid. But is it Steiermark? Is not, no payment from Steiermark yet. And then we continue from Czech Republic. There is nothing from Czech Republic. Which other one is this? From Denmark. There is nothing from Denmark. We continue here. Finland has paid. Helsinki, we have it here, but not the amount. We know that France has paid. And when it comes to Germany, we know that, let's start from the beginning, for Germany, Berlin, Where is Germany again? This is Germany. Nothing for Berlin. Bremen has paid. Bremen has paid. Dusseldorf has paid. Hamburg has paid. Kassel has paid. Cologne has paid. Mannheim paid. Munich or München paid. And also, which one is this? Osnabrück. Is it Osnabrück paid? None from Stuttgart. There is nothing from Stuttgart. There is nothing from Karlsruhe. There is nothing from Stuttgart, nothing from Karlsruhe. We now come to Greece. We have received the evidence from Greece that Greece has paid. I know that Cork and also Dublin have paid. Cork, let me see, no Dublin here. Let's see, Cork. Cork, I know that Cork have paid. I've received, seen the evidence for that. The next one is Limerick. There is nothing from Dublin. Nothing from Dublin yet. Limerick paid. And also, which one is this? And that's it. Limerick paid, and that's it. Limerick and Cork and which one again? Limerick and Cork, and that's all. Only two paid in Ireland. Only two in Ireland. Limerick and Cork. No Dublin. No water. Any Waterford here? No Waterford either. There is none from Waterford. Only two paid. Only two zones paid in Ireland. Out of the five or so that we have there. If I'm mistaken, please somebody should correct me. And also, when you come to Italy, Italy as of today, Milan in Italy, Milan has paid, Ferrara has paid, and also Ferrara has paid, Ancona has paid, Milan, Palermo, Padova has paid, Rome has paid, and also Syracuse, they have also paid. No payment from Torino or from Treviso. Treviso has come in. Treviso, they have paid. And also Verona, of course, Verona, they have paid. And also Verona, any Vicenza, no, nothing from Vicenza and nothing from Viterbo. Very, very important. And we go to Netherlands, Amsterdam have paid. We go to Norway. Only Amsterdam paid in Netherlands. We go to Norway. I believe that Norway is pretty intact. All of Norway have completed. Oslo, Bergen, Trondheim, and Stavanger, they have paid in that very place. Nothing from Russia yet. Nothing from Moscow. And we go to Spain. In Spain, only Barcelona in Spain, from what I'm seeing here. Only Barcelona. The rest of the Spain, Bilbao, Malaga, Valencia, Madrid, nothing. But they said Madrid combined with Barcelona. That's what we're understanding. So there should also be a cross on Madrid as well. Very, very important. So that because Madrid rank is, let's say, they combined with Barcelona. But we want Madrid to be separate. That is why it is a zonal system. We come to Switzerland. Switzerland is intact with the exception of Geneva. Bern is okay, Zurich is fine, and the other rest, but Geneva, nothing from Geneva yet. If I'm wrong, I need to be corrected. I haven't seen any evidence for that. And of course, in the United Kingdom, UK is intact, with the exception of Milton Keynes. Let me see. Milton Keynes, there is no asterisk on Milton Keynes. None from Coventry and none from Leeds. That is what we have at the moment. If you didn't hear your name, that means you've not paid. As simple as that. Please go ahead.
So, the director, and another thing I want to chip in is that the monthly donation is very, very small. I said it yesterday. That 7 euro is very, very small. If there's anyhow you people can do, at least let the at least 30 euro. Me myself, I volunteer. I say I will be giving them 50 euro. From my own, not what is 7 euro. I know things are strong, but I know we can afford even the 30 euro.
I want people, my brother just speaking, I want people to calculate the amount. That is why I need the amount specified. We have not, from this list I'm seeing here, it is not up to, let me see, one. From the ones that are confirmed that we have, it is not up to £2,000. And everybody should go and ask how much we pay for our systems to run it every month. Not up to £2,000 so far. and people are talking rubbish, nonsense. Please go ahead.
So, and again, if somebody voluntarily want to donate, I don't know, because I spoke with Patrick the other day. I said, like, if me, voluntarily, if I have money, I want to donate on my own. Is it possible? They told me, yeah, it's possible.
You can do so. That is, if you want to do a voluntary private donation, go and use PayPal. Go and use PayPal. It is on the website. You will see the donate button on the right-hand side. You use PayPal. And as I said before to our people, rather than giving us £1,000, we want you to give us £50 every month consistently. We don't want any one-off if you can help it. But if you come and go and you don't quite know, you want to make a one-off donation, that is also fine by us. But we would prefer something consistent coming in, because we are taking care of people on a monthly basis. So we want to know what is coming on, what is coming in. Come rain, come sunshine. We want to know that. So therefore, it will help us. If any help you're giving us can be coming in consistently without failing, very, very important. If you want to contribute personally or privately, please use PayPal, which is on our website.
And again, Director, please, if I can, I don't know if I can have your private line when I can get to you so that we can talk on one-on-one.
Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We said we had a disruption. The barrister caught it on time. I wasn't checking my messages at all because I was engrossed in the conversation we were having. And then I managed to rectify it. I believe we have been able to rectify it. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you once again. We are live and we are direct. We are asking people a lot of questions. They ask us. We answer today. We started from yesterday. You call us and we ask a very simple question. You answer us very truthfully and then we proceed. Right now we have somebody on the line. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, my director.
Yes, please. Confirm your name and where you're calling us from, please.
Yeah, my name is Daniel Okonkwo, calling from London. Director, I want to... May Almighty Chukwabdam bless you and everybody who is working towards the restoration of our our country, Biafra.
You say?
Yeah, Director, the main reason for calling is because of appointment. The Bible says that...
Before you go into the atonement, you're speaking and the whole world is hearing. I want to ask you a simple question. Did you contribute towards running of Radio Biafra for this month? Did you contribute?
Yeah. I belong. Direct, you know me, don't worry. By the time I talk, I will give you a reference where you know me very well. You know me very well. You know the guy that that told you once that in Mazu's of this place that... there's a prayer we need to do, and after that prayer, something is going to happen. And today, Imam Mizuho said, I speak devilly there.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
So I am the one.
Go ahead.
So Well, what I want to say about you, whenever you say that God called you to come, I believe you. Everything you say is truth, is written, and I want to confirm it to you this night. Because the other day I was telling somebody that you have a similar name with Imam Mezi and Utemefo. That name goes like this.
You see?
And this name, Ute Mefo represents Ute. You, Nam, the can represent Nna in this Ute Tukabia, Ute Nagame. And Namzi means to code. If you take it in the other way of Igbo language. So, you represent Tuku in this name. And Gemezi, go Imam Mezi. So, Ute Tukabia, Gemezi is written.
This is wonderful.
If you go to the book of Joel, this is exactly what that the priest said the other very day. Because when the priest was talking, he said that we need to call some elders to play about this struggle. If you have your Bible there, you read the book of Joel, chapter 2. When you read verse 1, you after reading it, but anytime you have time, I would like you to go and read because chapter 2, that's Joel chapter 2. You will see everything about this struggle, about the prayer, the atonement, and what God said in the verse 20 of this Joel. If you have the Bible, you can read the verse 20. And I also want to tell you that if you read towards the down verse, you see the Bible is describing Enugu as Zion, Mount Zion, and Jerusalem as a place in Israel, and Enugu as a Mount Zion. And what Bible was saying there is that on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For a man Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance.
Yes, I have Joel here. Where do you say you want me to read?
Can you read verse 1 first? When you read verse 1, this is what that guy preached, because he preached said about the prayer.
Okay, the one that says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand.
Thank you. Can you read verse 20 of it, please?
Verse 20 of it. Barrister, stay where you are. I'm going to come to you, Barrister. But I will remove far off from you the northern army. The north, he mentioned, the Bible says the north. I will remove far off from you the northern army. And I will drive him in. Go ahead.
If you go to the book, the Bible called the Amplified Bible.
Yes.
The Bible Amplified.
Before we amplify anything, wait, stay where you are. I want to go to the barrister. Before we do any amplification, we must go to the barrister first to confirm a few things. Barrister, can you hear me?
Barrister, thank you. Yes, everything is hunky dory. I just want to say one thing, which my brother there is talking with you about you, me, and Uche Mefo. What Otuku says, the Deem, our general, he says that the people that will bring Biafra will be OAU, Owerri, Aba, and Umahia. Owerri, I'm from Owerri. Uche Mefo is from Abatete, Umahia. That is where the director came from. Just to confirm what my brother was telling you, I need you to carry on with him. Thank you.
Thank you. This is too deep for me. Please go ahead, my dear brother. Continue. I have the Bible in front of me, and Chukwu Abiyama is here.
Thank you very much. God bless you. So, When you see what the Amplified Bible is telling the Northern Army is they are destroyers. They are destroyers. And can you read verse 21 of it?
It says here, "Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things."
God bless you.
And you
too. So now, can you read the last verse of this?
You mean the last verse on this, which is 32, yes?
Read from verse 30 to the last.
From 30 to the last. "And I will show you wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood." I remember this is the month of the blood moon. Are you aware of that?
Thank you.
And oh my goodness me. "And I will turn the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, for in the Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance."
God.
He did not say just Jerusalem. He said Zion, in Mount Zion, which I know is Enugu, of course. "And in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord had said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Everything we are doing is biblical. We know. I'm not mad. I'm not crazy. People must understand this. Atonement is key. It is key to unlock that very treasure box of freedom. Please go ahead.
Yes. While all this thing, I want to tell you something. When you say that civilization started from our place, people might doubt you, but it's written.
But of course,
because
it's true. Of course, who is that?
When you check the name of the money our ancestors used, our forefathers used, like the one they call Afu and Tola, and in Hebrew, Afu means the beginning. They have been using money before the Europeans come to our place. When they take a bunny, they call bunny a beauty place. Beauty means beauty. Calabar means the freedom. And then it is a Zion. And what I'm trying to let you know here is, even in the Bible, you go to Jeremiah chapter 8. If you... please, can you go to Jeremiah?
Yes, very, very briefly. We have other people on the line. We want to ask them if they are supporting us. Jeremiah chapter 8, you said, is that correct?
Yes, I read from verse 18 to the end. Please.
Jeremiah 8, we are going to read Jeremiah 8 from verse 18 to the end, you said, is that correct?
18 to the end.
Yes, please do give me some few seconds, please. Because we are in the period of atonement. Therefore, what we are doing is entirely consistent with our belief system that Chukwu Abiyama is God. Simple as that. From 18 downwards, we make no apologies for this.
Yeah.
We don't make any apologies. I must make this. Please hold on a second. We don't apologize to anybody. We are different people. We are descended from heaven itself. Therefore, we must give thanks to God. "You are my comforter in sorrow. My heart is faint within me. Listen to the cry of my people from a land far away. Is the Lord not in Zion?" I will say in Enugu.
That Zion is telling you, that country is defiling you to Enugu. Continue.
Is her king no longer there? Why have they aroused my anger with their images and with their worthless foreign idols? My dear brother, God will bless you. God will bless you. This is God speaking. Why have they aroused my anger with their graven images? Nineveh, Pharose, people following graven image with their worthless foreign idols. Oh, my God.
If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves. In this place, Jonah 2, it means that every one of us have to cry. We have to thank God. We have to cry on that very day. We have to ask God to grab them. And let me tell you what I find that will happen. I believe it will happen. What will happen is that There is something that covers our people's eyes. We cannot see. People, a normal human being, is somebody that is normal, and he can't money, he read books, he do everything. But whenever he wants to see, instead of putting the food in the mouth, he starts to put the food to the honey. There's something is wrong with that person. One person can count money, he can do the house, he can do everything. There is something very dark, something that covers our eyes, not to see, not to understand exactly what you are doing. I do tell another man, some other people, that you see the job you are doing, I cannot do it, even if you give me 100 million. There's the one brother that called one day, Obi, that said that he doesn't know how you do it. But what I'm telling people, I will support you, because people doesn't know what you are doing. If you call yourself a donor, if you do it as a donor, Jonah doesn't want to do that job. He dive in the sea. Some people call you Moses. If Moses, through the anger, even in fact, why attack? Even if you give me 1 million, I cannot do it. Because Moses used the staff and hit the rock. I will hit it in people's head because of the way our something is wrong with our people. They don't know who they are. Bible said that if my people who are called by my name, and you have been mentioning it, your name in mind is too cool. Just his name. It is or even Abele and God. That is me, Abele, too God. All these things have everybody's name. If you trace it, the equivalent of the name, you find out that Tuku and have in this name have to do with Almighty Creator, Tuku Abiyama. If my people who are called by my name, who are those people who are called by the name of the God of Almighty, Tuku Abiyama, all over the world, you have been crying, begging them. You have been shouting. People think what you are doing is easy. What people think is money. I ask somebody, if you don't want to bring your money, those who fought for us before we came, that died, are they stupid? He said, no. I said, why are you on your way? Why do you want to support? Why don't you want to support? Okay, if Dalek is talking about Yoruba, after the war, we were supposed to go and buy drink and wine and go and tell Yoruba, thank you for what you have done. He said, no. That is it. This is all these things you have to reason. You have to reason. There is no smoke without fire. There is no smoke without fire. If my people who are called by my name, Book of Joel, the prayer, we need to pray, we need to cry unto the Lord. Something must, the other day, sister was praying, remember you said that the fire. Even that day, I was even talking to them. Because I know that something is wrong somewhere.
Something is wrong. Something is wrong, my brother. I am so grateful.
Because the truth is that most of us, everybody, both in Jatwa land, both in everywhere in the world, the problem is that the spirit that is talking to all of everybody have to see that together with everyone. Because the spirit is even telling everybody that this place you are is not where it's supposed to be. This place you are is not where it's even hitting it in their heart. But yet, something is attacking their heart, attacking everyone's heart. The condition you are today is not what it's supposed to be. The condition you are today is. They are lamenting, they are crying, something is wrong, something is wrong. And this is the prayer, I told you that very easily, remember, the day we will do this prayer, something, even 30 minutes, even small, but this prayer, if we will do this prayer, it's just to do it, because I told you, this prayer, you have to take it serious. Everybody, what in Japan and all over the world.
Of course, all over the world, we're praying this prayer. We are praying it, my dear brother, and thank you very much. You have so much opened our eyes. You have enlightened us. People are calling. They are on hold everywhere. They wish to speak, and we must oblige them. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Tony Azubike. I am calling from Victoria, Spain.
From Victoria in Spain, please go ahead. Have you paid your money from Victoria in Spain?
That's why I'm calling, because Omiyomi told me that they called Victoria that we did not pay. I paid my money. That was on Friday. I paid my money.
Where did you pay it into?
I paid into the account of the IPVO London. You want to give you the number of the account?
Yes, please. Can you? No, not really, actually, for security reasons. If you say you have paid, I have no need or reason to doubt you. Victoria is where our head of directorate comes from. And if he hasn't paid, then nobody should pay. But you have paid. You said you have paid. And we accept it. Yes.
Please.
Did you put a reference number? Did you put a reference number in your payment to say it's payment from Victoria?
Yes. I just...
Sorry? I cannot hear you. No, we cannot hear him. The line is gone. The line is gone. I wish... Can you hear me? No, you cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do our work, and that work is ceaseless. Anybody calling, you will be able to speak your mind. You will be able to announce your level of support for our people that the whole world may be able to know. All our lines are open. All our phone lines are open. All our Skype lines are open. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, very briefly, your name and where you are.
Director, my name is Izeribe Wundu. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. Senegal is up to date. I received a confirmation from Biafra Land that they have paid, which is fantastic. I also know that Mozambique has paid, Angola has paid, Ghana have also paid. I understand that. I cannot confirm the payment for Ivory Coast and a few other places, but I do know that you have paid. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Director. Please, Director, I want to throw more light in these are our Atonement Day and about the name Chukwu Abiama, which so many people do misunderstand because
One illiterate idiot said it is the name of an idol. You know, fools born in Lagos. That's how you know those who are born in Lagos. Very daft. Please go ahead.
Director, it's quite unfortunate for some people that call themselves Igbo people or some people that join us in this our struggle that still don't go to research and to know what they want to know. Director, you know, you have exposed us to many things that sometimes when we have some difficulties, you have to Google. Because you always tell us that we should Google to know what is going on.
Of course.
So, Director, in my own understanding and what I have found out so far, I understand that Chukwu Abiama is a god of our ancestors. Meaning, since we the Biafrans, our ancestral line is from Israel. We always claim that Abraham's blessing is ours, and I understand that the name forefathers started right from after the death of Abraham. That is when the language started using in the Bible. Even the Israelites do use it. Director, in this thing, if you go to the book of Second Chronicles chapter 20, if you come. Verse 5 or 5, when the Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah because of they want to fight. When he went to the temple, the way he prayed to God, he said, "Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over the kingdom of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you." Director, in our language, Mbiama, the language, the word Mbiama means the old. Even in my dialect, we use it as in gossip. Go to the old. And Chukwu is God. So when you say the God of our ancestors, that is, you mean you are talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which even till today, the Israelites are using that name to pray. So I don't see the reason why someone will be misinterpreting the word Chukwu Abiyama. Chukwu is God. Abiyama is the father, our forefathers. That is what the Abiyama, the old fathers, Chukwu Abiyama, the God of our forefathers. So I don't understand why people are still not believing on what is true and what they see, that this thing is purely the truth. And they will start to, you know, because of the Europeans have used our brain, have damaged our brain so far that we cannot reason anymore, just like you always say. So, Director, in my own contribution this night, I want to also announce our meeting. The Atonement Day point of meeting will be on Kasba Roundabout at the Living Grace Church. That is where we are holding it for the people in Senegal. So anywhere you are in Dakar, Senegal, or around Senegal, you can meet in Living Faith, Living Grace Church. It's around Kasba Roundabout. We will also circulate messages that if you don't know the place, you can easily call the number to locate the place. That is the announcement I want to make. And Director, I pray that the Chukwu Abiyama will answer our prayer as we are about to tell him that we are very sorry for all the things that we have done and the things that our forefathers have did, the wrong they did to him. And as we pray, he will sanctify us and give us victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the line. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? The one on Skype from Victoria, remain where you are. The caller on the coordinator's line, this is your time. This is your turn to speak. The world is listening, and we are Radio Biafra.
Director, can you hear me?
Loud and very clear. Very, very loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Prince Aiki Ikechukwu, the coordinator of United Arab Emirates.
United Arab Emirates, you are in the clear. You have paid. You are in the clear. We can confirm that.
Yeah, because I'm surprised. We are the first people. I paid this month on the 2nd before you people travel to Catalonia.
That is correct.
We are the first people who pay.
That is correct. It has been cleared, yeah. Verified and sorted that United Arab Emirates is with us. They have paid.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clear because people are calling me here.
You people are in order. We rely on United Arab Emirates. You people are very strong. And we commend your effort and continue doing it. United Arab Emirates is very, very strong and they're part of this family. Today and tomorrow. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please continue. The line faded away the other time. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were talking before. Then I paid our monthly dues. That was on Friday last week. So I even sent a copy of my receipt to Ima, who is the national coordinator in Spain.
Yes.
Then I sent it, I inboxed him because I couldn't get his email address. Then I sent it direct to his Facebook. I inboxed him and I called him also the same day and also yesterday. Even today, I called him again in the morning because he was telling me that he went to Pamplona near Bilbao. Yes. So that was why he told me that he was busy. Then I said, okay, I've paid the money and look at how it happened. I told him what I gone through with the people of Bilbao. He told me that I should not worry that I have to pay my own. Then I went to pay and I sent him the receipt. I was surprised.
Victoria, is that correct? When Victoria, you have paid.
Exactly.
Is that correct? Okay. Thank you very much. It's all cleared. Victoria is also in the clear. United Arab Emirates as well. But I know that the European representative, Edozium, is with us. He is a European rep. He is with us and is about to clear some things for us, I presume. Edozium, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. I can hear you, please.
Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. I'm waiting for you to clarify things for us in Europe. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, Director. We are happy what is going on because it seems that it is it has put everybody on their toes one way or the other. I don't know if the information that you used, if it was the last one I sent that was updated, because in some countries, for example, in Ireland, two names were missing. Kerry, Zone Kerry was actually one of the first zones that paid their September.
But Edozem, since you're here, and as a European rep, it's actually your function, it is your duty, it is your job, which you'll be doing now every month onwards. Can you read out for us the information you have in your possession about the countries and the areas in Europe that have paid and how much they have paid? If you have it with you, give it to us. We want to hear it.
Okay. Yes, I have the countries that have paid, the zones that have paid, but the amount that they have paid, I don't have them tabulated.
No problem. Give us the names of those that have paid, please, from the European rep. Go ahead. It's the definitive list. Go ahead.
Yes. I start with Austria. Austria, we have Vienna, just a minute. We have Vienna has paid for Austria, Carlton has paid for Austria, and in Belgium, nothing has been paid. Czech Republic, nothing has been paid. In Denmark, nothing has been paid. And then we come down to Finland. Finland has paid. Finland actually has one zone, so they contribute every month £300, and that zone is in Helsinki, and they have paid for the month of September. Then we go down to France. France is very, very, very up to date.
Very solid. Very, very solid. Very solid. France is solid.
They're very solid. They pay even before the 10th of every month. So France is clear. The zones there, they have Le Havre, they have Nantes, and they have Paris. And all these zones, they have made their contribution. And then we go to Germany. Germany, at the present, we have Bremen that has paid. These are the countries that I have received as at, let me say, 1-2 hours ago that I have received the confirmation from them that they have paid. And Bremen has paid, Düsseldorf has paid, and I have Hamburg, I have Kassel, and I have Köln, that is Cologne, they have paid. I have also Mannheim. I have Munich, that is München, and then I have in Germany, Osnabrück. These, I have received, they are evidence of payment from Germany. And then,
so hold on. How many zones in Germany have you received evidence of payment? How many zones in Germany? Because we should have up to 15 zones in Germany. Out of that, how many zones, what's the figure? Those that have paid.
All right, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 zones have sent in their evidence of payment from Germany.
Okay, go ahead. 8 out of possible 15. Go ahead.
Exactly. Maybe, yes. And then we go to Greece. Thessalonica, they have paid. That is, Greece is also under one zone at the moment, and they have paid for this month of September. And Greece also have been very constant one way or the other in making their payment for the past 2 months. They have been paying their dues. And then we have Ireland. In Ireland, we have Cork, we have Limerick, we have Waterford, and we have Kerry. What is missing in Ireland is Dublin. I haven't received anything from Dublin.
Nothing from Dublin. That is where our coordinator is for Ireland. I wonder what Isaiah Oba is doing. And Dublin is coming last. If Dublin is incapable of handling leadership in Ireland, you'll be taken away from them. You will convey that to them immediately. They have between now and tomorrow 12 noon. If they are incapable of living up to their position as to where the leadership comes from, it will be taken away from them. Make that very known to Isaiah by immediately.
That is noted, Director. And then I go down to Italy. In Italy, we have Ancona. They have paid. We have Ferrara. They have paid. And I have Napoli. I have Palermo. I have Padova, Rome, Syracuse, and I have Udine, that is Udinese, and then I have, it's called Verona. This making it, let me see the number of zones that have paid in Italy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 9 zones that have paid in Italy out of the possible year 14 or thereabouts. And we move down to Netherlands. Netherlands also has one zone, and this zone is based in Amsterdam, and they have paid for this month of September. Netherlands anyway, maybe because it's one zone, they are also constant in their payment. Then from Netherlands, we go to Norway. Direct to Norway is very, very constant in making their payment for the last 2 months. I mean, the information we had yesterday was not very correct, but I don't want to go into that detail. I have the only time.
Do you have confirmation from Norway that they paid? Do you have confirmation from them?
Yes, they have paid. They have from July. They have paid their money. The only time they had some issue was when they were hosting the conference. Apart from that, Norway has been paying, and this month they have also paid their money from Norway. The four zones there, they have in Norway, Oslo, Bergen, Trondheim, and Stavanger. These all zones have made their payment for September. And for Russia, we have nothing from Russia. And from Spain, I have only Barcelona. But I was made to understand, though this was not specified on the evidence that was sent to me, but I was made to understand that this Barcelona, the £500 they paid was in conjunction with Madrid.
How can it be in conjunction with Madrid? Barcelona is where things are happening. We have a specified amount for the whole of Spain to pay. Our coordinator in Spain is from Valencia. Have they paid?
No, Valencia, I have nothing here in Valencia.
They have till 12 o'clock tomorrow, or the leadership will be taken away from Valencia. 12 noon tomorrow, Valencia will have to pay. Anywhere we have a principal officer, they must pay. Must, M-U-S-T. 12 noon tomorrow, deadline, 12 noon. I will hold you responsible tomorrow. You will confirm before I go on air tomorrow night. 12 noon only. Only 12 noon tomorrow. They must send you the confirmation. Not to me. Send it to you direct, and you will confirm to me that Valencia have paid. You will confirm to me that Dublin have also paid, or else they will relinquish the leadership role. Simple.
Okay, noted, Director. A little bit of explanation, though this has been explained, I've clarified this to the Madrid coordinator when I spoke to him with their national coordinator, that they need to be paying directly to the RBL account. But I understood that they send their money to Barcelona, and that was why this combination.
Barcelona will pay separately, and Madrid will pay separately. They have banks in Madrid that you can pay money into, and it will come to into our account from anywhere in the world, as a matter of fact. That is why this whole business with Western Union has to stop. It has to stop. As simple as that. No Western Union coming here anymore. From next month, no Western Union. You use PayPal or you pay directly into the account. So we can audit. It is very simple. When the auditors come, when we submit our accounts to Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, we print out the means through which we receive funding, which is our PayPal account and the main Radio Biafra account. We give it to our accountants with our receipts. And that's it. That's how our account is prepared. So anybody can see it. So if you want to know how much that we are making, simply, we print out two statements, PayPal and bank. That end of story. We don't want any more Western Union. There will be no more Western Union from this night onwards. If you don't know what to do, contact your Continental rep. They will tell you means and ways through which you can do it. No more Western Union. Please continue.
Thank you, Director. And then I am in Sweden. Unfortunately, Sweden hasn't sent me any evidence of payment, so Sweden hasn't paid as far as.
So Sweden have not paid?
Sweden hasn't sent me.
If Sweden have not paid by 12 o'clock tomorrow, you dissolve Sweden. Close it down. 12 noon tomorrow, if Sweden fails to pay their monthly dues, you will shut Sweden down. Completely down. We shut it down tomorrow. 12 noon tomorrow is the deadline. We shut it down and start afresh.
That is noted. I go down to Switzerland. Switzerland is missing Geneva. Bern has paid. Zurich has paid. And Geneva hasn't paid. And we have Olten, where our national coordinator is. They have paid. Only Geneva hasn't paid in Switzerland. And then we go to United Kingdom, we have London has paid, we have Manchester, they have paid, we have Sheffield, they have paid, and we have Nottingham, they have paid, and Birmingham, Wolverhampton, they have paid. Milton Keynes, Coventry, and Leeds are not yet, they haven't yet paid. I haven't gotten any evidence to that effect. I would say, honestly, being the European rep here, I would like to congratulate all the zones that have made effort to do what is right. Especially, I want to congratulate those people in Germany, those people in Italy, those people in France, in Norway. I want to congratulate those people in Netherlands, all of you guys that have been coming on all the time early enough to update the payments as they come in. I want to tell you to keep it up, and Director, I will say thank you for the opportunity. May Chukwuemeka bless you all, dear friends. And you, Director. Thank you very much.
He said, thank you very much for that. You've done very well. You've clarified things for us. We expected something from Asia and also from USA and also from Africa. So, and also from the Middle East. Emmanuel too, so you must clear up from Middle East. We need to know what is happening. Israel never lags behind. I don't think they are. They are part of us and we'll continue to do so. This is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you for having listened today. We have clarified it, please, that Victoria is also part of what we are doing. Those that think that they are with us, who are not with us, they can't afford to pay their monthly dues. But they ask the most questions. They want to know everything that is happening. They want to know the type of tea I drank in the morning. They want to know everything, yet they have not paid. 12 noon tomorrow. 12 noon tomorrow. That's all. Anywhere that is leadership to be taken away from them tomorrow night. Nabasozi may announce on the air. Simple. We want people who are serious. Sweden, I don't want to believe it. It's not possible. This is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you having joined us this very evening. And wherever you are, always know that third and the fourth is our atonement. We want to call down the mercy of God. You people have tried other things before, they didn't work. Follow us and try this one and see what will happen. You have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Just try it and see what is going to happen. You will know that Chukwuemeka is powerful. We are going to call down his glory and his mercy. And I warn you, you will see it. That the same God that generations gone by called upon and he answered them. Time has come once again. The same army that he defended us against, they have come again. And we ask him to come and do the same thing that he did before. This time to also give us a little bit of common sense. Because most of us are daft. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for having listened to us today. Biafra is our religion. Biafra and Ikwokuya is my religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where I worship. Where we worship as a family because Chukwuemeka Ekekele Igwe Onowa is God. He will guide, bless, sustain, keep, nurture each and every one of you, including those who are ignorant of his name, including those who are ignorant of the fact that Chukwu Abiama is God. May he have mercy upon your, let him have mercy upon your wretched souls. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. We thank you very much for listening, and from us it's simply good evening.
We have emerged triumphant.